Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Right, I'm off.
Okay, Mike. See you tomorrow.
You had a good day?
Yes, it's been good. So, where are the keys kept?
I don't get you.
To lock up. Where are they kept?
Oh, Matthew does that.
Oh, so what about when he's not in?
I do it then. I'll show you where they are tomorrow if you like, but I'm surprised Matthew hasn't shown you already.
Well, he hasn't.
Well, okay. I'll show you tomorrow then. But as I say, you won't need them. Matthew always does it. And I'm used to doing it when he's not in. So, you know, I wouldn't worry about it.
I'm coming. Oh, hello, Connie. What a nice surprise.
Well, I was passing, so I thought I'd call in if it's all right.
Yeah, of course it is. Have you got time for a coffee?
Oh, that'd be lovely, thanks.
Oh, well, come in. So, let me take your coat.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, this is a nice one. Where did you get this from?
Southampton.
Oh, it's lovely. Right, well, come on into the kitchen and I'll put the kettle on. So, what brings you here? It's lovely to see you, of course, but is anything wrong?
No. I just thought I'd come and check on.
Hello. I thought I heard the doorbell go.
Oh, hello, Vince. I thought you were working. This is Connie.
I know, Connie. We met several times at the cafe, haven't we? Nice to see you again. You keeping well?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks.
Oh, of course you have. How silly of me. Do you want coffee? I've got the kettle on.
Oh, no, don't worry. I'll make the drinks. You go through into the lounge, relax, and I'll bring them in. You've been working all day.
Are you sure?
Yes, of course. This mug, this is for Connie.
Yes.
Okay. Would you like some cake, Connie? We've got some lemon drizzle, or I think there's some fruitcake left somewhere, if you prefer that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thanks. Just a small piece of the lemon drizzle, please.
And you, my darling, you want some?
Me? No, thanks.
Oh, come on, Helen. You've got to have some. You can't have your friend eating alone.
Oh, well, okay, go on then. But I don't want a lot.
Good. Well, go through and I'll bring these in when they're ready.
Okay, thanks.
Well, it's the least I can do when you've been working so hard. Go on. I won't be a minute.
Penny, I'm in here.
Oh, what are you doing?
Well, I've got a small hole in these trousers, so I'm putting a patch on to cover it up.
Oh, I see. Well, let's have a look. It's very big.
Yeah, I know. I should have checked the measurements when I ordered it. I must admit, I didn't think it would be this big.
It might look better if it was a bit smaller.
Oh, well, it's nearly on there now, and I'm not going to take it off. It'll have to do.
Well, it looks okay.
Well, I hope so. So, how was your day?
Yeah, okay. Henry was in.
Oh, yeah, he's the new manager, isn't he? What's he like?
Well, I didn't actually talk to him, but Tina did.
And?
She said that he's not very pleased that Matthew would be working at Patterson's at the same time as him and Mike.
Oh, what's that got to do with him?
No, you don't understand. He was under the impression that Matthew would be returning to Spain as he thought he lived there.
I see. And he thinks there are too many chiefs, does he?
Yes, I think he does. And it doesn't surprise me for a minute. I don't think we need Matthew now.
What does this guy look like?
I don't know. I didn't see him.
Oh, didn't you ask Tina?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you're hopeless. So, do you think he'll leave then?
He might do. They can't both do the same job, can they?
Well, it's not just that. Why pay for two managers, eh?
Yeah. But we all know that Nick's not going to get rid of Matthew, is he?
I wonder why Matthew didn't just get the job of manager.
Because I think he's above that. That's his role, really. But we never call him that.
Well, maybe Matthew will leave and go and do some directing somewhere.
Yeah, he might. But I don't know if he wants to. Oh, it's going to be interesting. Because I can see a power battle going on with those two.
Is Henry in tomorrow?
Yes, why?
Oh, come in and see him.
Oh, Cathy, please don't.
Why?
Well, if you do, please don't say anything to him. And if you have to speak to him, please don't mention Matthew.
No, of course I won't. Unless he mentions him first. Ow!
What is it?
It sat on the damn needle.
Matthew. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
And how's work?
Yes, it's all going well.
And what about Harry? Henry. How's he doing?
Yes, he seems pretty good.
Matthew, what does that mean?
Oh, no, he's good. Nothing's wrong.
So, why did you hesitate?
Well, he's only done one day and it's a bit hard to tell.
Yes, okay, fair enough. Did he seem keen?
Oh, yeah, he seems very keen.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. And what about Mike? Any problems there?
No, Mike's brilliant.
And how's the situation with that Tina woman?
I'm still working on that. But no, things are good at the moment. There certainly hasn't been any more incidents. Which reminds me, Mike wanted to have a word with me about something today, but didn't have time to see him.
Well, don't you think you should phone him then?
No, if it was that important, he would have phoned me.
Okay, so how's life on the island?
Quiet.
It's a bit different to London, isn't it?
Oh, don't remind me. Everywhere in London will be open, but here everything's shut.
I hope Patterson's isn't.
No, but this place just dies in the winter.
Well, I know that. I did live there, remember? That's one of the reasons why I moved to Spain.
I thought you moved to get the guaranteed sunshine.
Well, yes, that was part of it. Anyway, the island wouldn't be the same if it was crowded with people all the time.
Yes, I get that. But I've got a friend staying at the moment and I'm stuck with what to do with them.
Oh, right. Well, sorry. I can't help you there. Oh, but hang on. Why don't you go to Brighton for a couple of days? That would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I suppose we could.
Yes, Henry can cover for you. So go on, have a few days away from it all.
You don't mind me not being in the shop then?
No, of course I don't. Go and enjoy yourself. It will do you the world of good.
Okay. But what if something goes wrong while I'm away?
Matthew, do it, okay? The shop won't collapse just because you're not there.
All right. But I'll let you know when I aim to go.
You don't have to. It will be a good opportunity for Henry to prove himself. It will help us decide if we want to keep him or not.
I'll get it. Hello?
Oh, hi, Penny.
Oh, Mike, are you all right?
Your phone's not on.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's on charge. I think I might need to have to get a new one. But anyway, what do you want?
Can I come round?
Yes, of course you can. But remember, Monty's here.
Oh, that'll be all right, as long as he's not in the same room as me.
Okay. Well, Kathy can have him in with her.
All right. I'll be there in about 20 minutes, okay?
Yeah. There's nothing wrong, is there?
No. I just want to see you, that's all.
Okay. See you soon.
Yaz, how do you feel about going away for a couple of nights?
Oh, well, I'd have to check with Helen first.
Why? You're allowed days off, aren't you?
Yes, but I'd still like to check with her. Remember, I've only just started working there.
Okay, well, if you must.
Where are you thinking of going?
Well, I thought you could choose, but maybe Brighton or London if you like?
What about Eastbourne? I'd like to go there.
Eastbourne? What's there worth seeing?
I don't know. It was just a thought, that's all.
Well, I suppose we could Google it and see what's on.
Well, what about Bath? It's supposed to be very nice there.
Oh, that's where Henry's from.
Ah, you mean your new manager?
Yes. Okay, we could Google there and see if we can see the shop he used to work at.
Okay, if you want.
Oh, Kathy, can you have Monty now, please?
Yeah, okay. Where is he?
He's in the kitchen.
Oh, okay, I'll go and get him.
Oh, hi, Mike. Come on in. Do you want a coffee?
Oh, hi, Mike. Oh, Penny, I'll have a wine if you're having one.
Do you want a wine, Mike?
No, coffee will be fine, thanks.
Kathy, I'll pour you a wine in a minute, all right? She obviously can't hear me. So what's this all about?
It's about Patterson's.
Oh, you're not leaving, are you?
No.
So has Henry left?
No, it's got nothing to do with him.
Well, what is it then?
Well, you remember the problem with Tina and Megan's locker?
Yeah.
Well, today, James told me that at the time when all the damage was done, he saw her coming out of there looking really guilty.
Oh, I see.
So the thing is, should I say something to Matthew or ignore it? Because I don't want to lose my job.
What do you mean, lose your job? I don't understand.
Well, if she knows it was me who told Matthew about what James saw, she'll want a revenge. And that'll mean she'll tell Matthew everything about my past.
Well, don't say anything then.
But, oh, I feel I should. I was going to tell him earlier, but I didn't get a chance to see him.
Well, thank goodness you didn't. No, James is the one who should tell Matthew, not you. You weren't even here when it happened. So I wouldn't get involved.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.